Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj. Maharaj is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 31st chapter, 23 verse onwards. For brief introduction of Prabhuji, I am handovering call to Tiffany Mataji. Tiffany Mataji, please take out the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, we have the great honor of having His Holiness Purushottama Swami with us today. Maharaj was born in Jagannath Puri in 1957, and he became associated with ISKCON while in his second year of college. He joined ISKCON in 1978 and was initiated by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami the following year during the Gaura Purnima Festival in Sri Dham Mayapur. From then on, he served in various capacities, first as Sankirtan leader in Kolkata, then on the boat preaching party in Mayapur. Starting in 1983, he served 4 years as temple president in Bhubaneswar. In 1987, he returned to Mayapur to become general manager. Under his supervision, the Gita Correspondence Course Program, College Preaching and Book Distribution Program, were developed. At present, Maharaj is serving in Mayapur as co-director and GBC member. His GBC zonal assignments include Eastern India, Bangladesh, Korea, and Nepal. He is co-GBC and co-zonal secretary for North and South Korea, India, Arunachal Pradesh, Mayapur, and West Bengal, including Puri, Northern and Western Odisha, Bangladesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Nepal, Sikkim, Assam, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bhutan, Meghalaya, and Tripura. He has also written many books like The Pastimes of Lord Jagannath, The Glories and Pastimes of Srimati Radharani, Sri Kshetra Parikrama, Navadvip Parikrama, The Final Call, Death, Damodar, and some Bengali books for students. So thank you very much and welcome to the call, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances.
హరి కృష్ణ మహారాజ్ దండవచ ప్రణామాలు గురు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ మహారాజ్ ఫర్ గివింగ్ యువర్ వాల్యుబుల్ టైమ్ అండ్ అసోసియేషన్ టు అస్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్ అండ్ ఎన్లైటింగ్ ఆన్ ద టాపిక్ స్వాగతం ప్లీజ్ టేక్ అవుట్ ద కాల్ మహారాజ్ థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ హరే కృష్ణ
నమ ఓం విష్ణు పాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రష్టాయ భూతలే సుమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినేతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాన్ని ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణి వంశాకల్పతరు హస్త కృపా సింధు పతితానం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది శ్రీ గౌరభక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ రామ ప్రజాపాల ప్రజాభిర్ భగవాన్ అపి యదసౌ లోకపాలానం విభర్తి ఓజస్వ తేజసా ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద డ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సిటిజన్స్ ఇన్ ఎ స్టేట్ టు నెవర్ ఇన్సల్ట్ ది కింగ్ ఈవెన్ దో హీ సమ్టైమ్స్ అపియర్స్ టు హావ్ డన్ సంథింగ్ వెరీ సిన్ఫుల్ Because of his prose, the king is always more influential than all other ruling chiefs. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, the king is supposed to be the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is called Naranarayana, indicating that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in the human society as the king. It is etiquette that neither a Brahman nor a Kshatriya king is ever insulted by the citizens. Even the king appears to be sinful, the citizens should not insult him. But in case of Bena, it appears that he was cursed by Naradevatas. Therefore, it was concluded that his sinful activities were very grievous. So this verse speaks about that how one should not insult king. First of all, there is no king on the earth planet. Now there is democratic. Prabhupada saying democracy is demon and crazy. So what to do? Should we insult them or not? Should we insult this demon and crazy or not? But point is, even if there is no king, somebody is there, an administrative position, they take a lot of responsibility. King, Prabhupada saying king, supposed to be representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supposed to be, that means some are not, looks like. But in principle, king supposed to be the representative of Bhagavan, because he's ruling. King is taking a lot of responsibility. Not only king taking a lot of responsibility, king also takes 1/6 of sinful activities of his citizens. As per the rule, king takes that also. Karma, lot of karma. King takes a lot of karma. One way king is okay, dependent upon Bhagavan. But the other side, if you see, a lot of bad things is there to become a king also. Kings, they will go kill many animals. They kill animals. So that is not good. They get karma from that. They do yajna. Yajna gives good material result, but that also karma is there. So king position is always not very palatable position. Though to serve citizens as representative of God is the good king. That is a good king. Otherwise, normal kings are all, they get all lot of karma, even through so-called pious activities of yajna, performing yajna. But the king which maintains all the citizens and guides them to go back to Godhead, they are the real kings. They can be designated as representative of God. There is a king, Chitrangada. When Chitrangada king was ruling, he had a rule that in his kingdom, each and everyone must follow Ekadasi. Every Dadashi Tithi, they will announce, tomorrow is Ekadasi. No one should cook anything. If they will find smoke in coming out of anyone's kitchen, then that man will be arrested and punished. So everyone is forced to observe Ekadasi. Just imagine what kind of king. And if we have a king like that, then how nice it would be, no? That kind of king, because king is ruling people. So it's a very important role. King rules people, leads people, so that they practice a Krishna conscious life. They'll go back to Godhead. And Prabhupada wanted that kind of ruling. That is called Rama Rajya. Nowadays in India, people want Rama Rajya, that they don't want Rama. How can they get Rama Rajya? People are becoming more atheistic. So Prabhupada, even if he wrote when he was there to Indira Gandhi, that how all cabinet ministers should be Brahman initiated devotees, following regulative principles. All these ideas Prabhupada had. I don't know when that good day will come on this earthly planet, that someday we'll see that kind of king or that kind of pious ruling parties are there in any country on this earthly planet. Now we are far away from that. Now our ruling people are very special. They can't be considered anywhere close to the expectation of a king who represents the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is our situation in this Kali Yuga. However, the fact is the king should be respected, because even if Kali Yuga also whoever takes that position, it's not an ordinary job. It's a big headache, lot of responsibility, lot of things they have to do. It is good to be respectful to the administrators, to the kings. The next verse says, Etat akshay me brahman sunitatmaja.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Maharaj. Sorry to interrupt, but the verses I gave, these are the verses I am sharing on the screen, and they are from chapter 31st, the fourth canto, 31.23.
Chapter 31, not 13.
31.
Sorry, this man gave me 13.
yeah. So maybe, but I texted him 31. So maybe.
Oh, he reversed 31, he made 13.
yeah.
Okay. We'll go to. You did it.
Yeah, 31. I'm sharing on the screen, Miraj.
Huh? What is that? Sure.
Yeah, the next. Yeah, we can read 13, this one.
13, 14, 15. That is what you have sent to us. 13, 14, 15.
31.
Yes, that is your mistake. Here it is written 13, 23, 24, 25 in your WhatsApp message. Anyway, I'll start 31, no problem. I'll start 31 now because that is your regular class, okay? Maitreya Ubacha. The head priest said, O king, in this life we do not find any sinful activity, even within your mind. You are not in the least offensive. But we can see that in your previous life you performed sinful activities. Huh?
31st chapter.
Oh, come on. You jumbled everything.
Maharaj, they are on the screen. You can read from the screen.
No, the screen is too small.
Too small.
And I read your WhatsApp message that you have clearly written verses to cover chapter 13, verse number 23, 24, 25. Clearly written there. And you were looking for chapter 31, 23, 24, 31. Stravaita Brahma Lokam Jajo Swayambhava Muni. The great sage Maitreya continued, My dear King Vidura, Sri Narada Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, thus described all these relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead to Prachetas. Afterward, he returned to Brahma Loka purport. One has to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a pure devotee. The Prachetas got this opportunity from great sage Narada, who told them the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. So Prabhupada clearly describing here that in regards to Prachatas, they heard from Narada Muni. This hearing is very important factor. In Navada Bhakti, the first one is hearing. Everything starts from hearing. The creation also started from hearing. When Brahma came to existence, then he heard a word, tapa, 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 tapa. Then he got inspiration to engage in tapasya. So here Prabhupada is saying, then one has to hear from a pure devotee. Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha means they talk about Bhagavan and his devotee. And sometimes we see in Krishna Katha, demons Katha also Krishna Katha. Because in every Ram Lila means Ravana is there. Narasimha Katha means Hiranyakashipu is there. Krishna Katha means Kansa is there. So anything connected to Krishna, if we hear that will purify us. Pravishto karnarandana swanubhava sararuha dhunati samalam krishna salilasa tathasara. If simple by oral reception from a pure devotee about the narration of activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sound vibration itself is very potential. The sound vibration has power also. Because the narration about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that sound vibration does not go to your brain. That goes to the heart. It goes to the heart. Pravishta karnarandrana. It enters through our ears to our heart. Swanubhava sararuha. According to our realization, dhunati samalam krishna. Krishna means Krishna Katha. That cleans our heart. So that is the best thing that we should do. The simple thing. Simple is hearing, nityam, regularly, every day, nityam bhagavata sevaya, bhagavati uttamasulake, bhaktir bhavati naistiki. We are all wondering, why you have no nishtha in bhakti? So we will get nishtha in bhakti if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavati Uttamasulake, Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki. Bhagavatam is very powerful, especially in this age of Kali. It is meant for us to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Then, where we should hear from Bhagavatam? Japada Bhagavata Vaishnavara Sthane, Ekanta Ashrayakara Chaitra Charane. We should go and hear Bhagavatam from Vaishnavas, not from anyone, not from anybody. If anybody, you read Krishna Katha, even if Krishna Katha is very potential, so that will act wrongly on our body, on our mind. Just like a sarpachista tathapayam. Milk is very healthy, but the milk is touched by the lips of, touched by a snake, then that should be rejected like poisonous. Same way, Krishna Katha is pure and very potential. But same Katha, if we hear from non-devotees, that will be sarpachista tathapayam. Avaisma mukhadgirnam puta harikatha sravanam naiva kartavya. There are different principles. Very simple. Principles are that we have to hear. What to hear? Srimad Bhagavatam. Where from here? From pure devotees. Where from not here? From non-devotees. These four things. If you remember these four things and we do it, we perform it, then bhakti bhavati naistiki. Our nishtha will increase. then we'll understand. The beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And whole Bhagavatam is that. Whole Bhagavatam, the questions and answers. Question answer about what? About Bhagavan. Sutta Goswami is saying, when Saunagari says, they asked 6 questions to Sutta Goswami. He said, Bhavadvi Lokabalam, Bhavadvi Lokamangalam. Jatkrita Krishna Samparasana Jana Atma Suprasiddhati. That all auspiciousness to you, that you have asked such a question, that question when it will be discussed, that will bring auspiciousness to everybody. Munaya Sadhu Pristaham Bhavadvi Lokamangalam Jatkrita Krishna Samprasana. If you ask a question by which the discussion about Krishna will start, that will be Jatkrita Krishna Samprasana. Krishna will be very pleased, and any topic about Krishna, Atma will be prasanna, will be very happy. So this is what will be exhibited between Vidura and Maitreya, Narada Muni and Prachatas. It's all discussion about Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is a sense gratification. To hear Krishna Katha is a sense gratification. That is the sense gratification for the devotee. Matchita matgata prana badhyanti parasparam kathayanti cha magnityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Those that matchita matgata prana completely surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their sense gratification is whenever they gather together badhyanti parasparam among themselves kathayanti cha magnityam, they discuss only about me. And thus, tushyanticha ramanticha, their pleasure derived. My devotees, this is their business. These are sense gratification. When topic about Bhagavan starts, we enjoy or we fall sleepy. So that is a test. We can test ourselves. How much nistha we have. Whether you have nistha or not, that will be understood. When Bhagavad Gita starts, we are falling sleepy, then we have no nistha. When Bhagavad Gita starts, I am not falling sleepy, I am alert, but I am not listening properly. I am thinking something else. That means I have no nistha. When Bhagavad Gita starts, I am not falling sleepy, I'm listening very carefully, but I don't understand anything. I don't understand anything. That means I have no nistha. I go for Bhagavad Katha. I like Bhagavad Katha. I go for class. But today, there's a cricket match. So I prefer to go to cricket match, not to Bhagavad Katha. This is lack of nistha. These are described by Vishwanatha Chakravartipat in Madhvacha Kadambini. How we can understand that we have lack of nistha due to lack of hearing. That's why this verse explains how Narada Muni he described about the Supreme Personality of Godhead to Prachatas. Then he went back to Brahma Loka. Te apitan mukha nirnayatan jas loko malapaham hare nisamya tat padam dhayantas tadgatim jachu. Hearing from Narada's mouth the glories of the Lord, which vanquish all the ill fortune of the world, Pratyatas also became attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see, this is attached. This is asakti. Adho sraddha, tata sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anarthana vritti, nistha, then asakti. That is what we described in this verse. They develop, they become attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, attached to Asakti, meditating on his lotus feet. They advanced to the ultimate destination so systematically, to the point been described. No, that's why Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. Vedar taror galitam phalam sukham khadam mrita dravasanjutam. The ripe and sweet juicy fruit of Veda is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedanta Sarangi Srimad Bhagavatam Isyate. This is the essence of all Vedanta. Gayatri Bhasya Rupahi Asau Bharatartha Vinirnaya. This reveals the real meaning of Mahabharata and also the commentary of Gayatri Srimad Bhagavatam. So nicely composed, step by step. And Prabhupada is saying, here it is seen that by hearing the glories of Lord from the realized devotee, that is very, very important. As I described before, where from we are hearing, and it is saying this verse that hearing from the mouth, the glories of the Lord. That is very Guru Mukhat and elsewhere described that we have to hear it from the lotus mouth of the spiritual master or the pure devotees. Then only attain strong attachment. Sradha Ratir Bhaktir Anukamishati. When Bhagavan Katha is discussed, the association of the devotee, Satang Prasangan Mamavidya Sambhida, Bhavanti Hitikarna Rasayana Katha, Satang Prasangan. When spiritual subject matter discussed the assembly of devotees, then that katha becomes very powerful. Bhavanti Hitikarna Rasayana Katha. That gives pleasure to our heart and to our ears. Then, next step is Tata Josanat. When you practice it in your daily life, only hearing is not sufficient. We hear through one ear and we send it through this ear. There's no use. When you carry out that in your life, we are practicing that in our life, Tata Josanat. Then asu apavarga vartmani. Very quickly, the path for realization, for liberation will be wide open for us. Asu apavarga vartmani. Then sraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishati. Sraddha, faith, rati, attachment, then bhakti. All these things will manifest. Then meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, at the end of their lives, they advanced to the ultimate goal, Vishnu Loka. Here is another important point. At the end of their lives, so that is this test. Sadhan kara, bhajan kara, marte janle hoy. End of life is the real test. What we should do? Bhagavad Gita, Krishna saying, all you have to do, just remember me. Antakale cha mameva smranabhukta kalabharam jaya prayati sa madbhavam jati nastya tira sanchaya. There's no doubt. End of your life at the time of death, if you leave your body remembering me, then you get perfection. That's why Bhagavan Krishna is saying here, Manmana bhava madbhakta matjaji mang namaskuru. Mameva esyasi satyam te pratijana priyasime. But somebody will say, at the time of death, if you remember Krishna, then you are free from material entanglement, go back to Godhead. Then someone will say, oh, then very good. And why throughout our life you have to practice bhakti? Why do we have to become vegetarian, get up for Mangala Arati, chant 16 rounds? No need. All we do at the time of death, just remember Krishna. Hare Krishna. But problem is, who cannot remember Krishna. Now we cannot remember Krishna. When we are healthy, it is so difficult to remember Krishna. So difficult to meditate upon Hare Krishna Mahamantra when we are chanting. We pull our mind to chant Hare Krishna, focus on Hare Krishna. Quickly it goes away. How it goes away, we don't understand. No. And at the time of death, remembering Krishna, forget. At the time of death, according to Purana, that person suffers the pain of 40,000 scorpion, they bite you. That kind of pain. And with that pain, who can remember Krishna? That's a King Kulasekara saying, Prana prayana samaya kaphabata pita kantha vrudha kutha smaranam te. How can one remember when life here is about to leave? That time kaphabata pita, by air, mucus, and the biles, one will be so suffocated, choked up, and one cannot remember. So that is the reason why whole life we have to engage in devotional service. We have to engage in chanting and hearing. It is true and certain that anyone who always hears the glories of the Lord and thinks of his lotus feet will reach that supreme destination always. Tasmat sarvesu kalasu mang anusmara judayacha. Always, because anytime we may leave body. Our whole life is a preparation for the time of death. Tasmat sarvesu kalasu. As Prabhupada is saying, that always we have to hear. Satata kirtanta mang. Always chanting holy name. Kirtaniya sadahari. Always chanting and hearing. So in this way, my devotees always think of me. He said, become my devotee. Worship me. Offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. Without fail. Such a guaranteed statement. I promise, he said. I promise. Satyam te. Pratijani priyasume, I promise this will happen because you are my friend. Arjuna is Krishna's friend. Krishna revealing, bhaktasime sakacheti rahasyami etaduttamam. Great rahasya. It's a very mysterious subject matter. These are not ordinary subject matter. These are very mysterious subject matter. So Krishna revealing, and we have to understand, so much emphasis Krishna giving that I promise definitely. Manmana bhava madbhakta madjaji mang namaskuru maam evasyasi satyamte pratijani priyasime. That how if you manmana bhava madbhakta manmana, you think about me. But here one important point you must understand. When Krishna is saying, think about me, we should not think about Krishna as Kansa was thinking always. Ravana was always thinking about Rama. Hiranyakashipu was always thinking about Vishnu. He was really searching. They were more determined. They had more determination in searching for God than the devotees. Narada Muni telling that to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Their mind is more, demons' minds are more fixed on Krishna than the devotees. But that way, we should not fix our mind on Krishna. That's why people may take that way. Krishna says, just fix your mind on me. Manmana, bhava, manmana, fix your mind on me. But we have to be careful. We don't fix our mind on Krishna as Kansa, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu. That's why Lord Krishna is clarifying that point, saying, Madhabhakta. You fix your mind on me like my bhaktas, with a devotional mood, favorable mood. Anukulya na Krishna Anusulanam Pratikula Vivarjita. Anukulya. the favorable mood. Manvana bhava madhvakta. Become my devotee. Who's your devotee? Some people in India, they say, oh, whomever you worship, they're all devotee of Krishna. Jatama tatapat. Like this. But Krishna saying, no, no. Who's my devotee? Madhajaji. One who worships me. Not you worship anybody, you become my devotee. If you worship me, then you are my devotee. So how to worship you? Very simple. Very simple. How simple it is, just imagine. He said, all you do, offer obeisances unto me. There are 16 upachar, 16 items to offer the Lord. Dhoop, deep, flower, all these things. But Krishna is so merciful. And out of this 16 upachar, one is offering obeisances. And Krishna is so merciful, saying, if you have nothing to offer me, at least you bow down, you have your head with you don't exist without your head. You may not have flower to offer me. You may not have a dhoop to offer me. You may not have a pradip to offer me, lamp to offer me. At least you are still having a head with you, no? That much you can do, just bow down in front of me. That's it. That much if you do, I promise you, Mahabhavaisya Satyam Tripatija and a previous man. Just imagine, such a mysterious subject matter, Krishna revealing to us through Arjuna. Etate abhihitam khastra yanamam yatamam tam paripistavan pracheta sang naradasya sambadam harikirtanam sambadam harikirtanam. My dear Vidura, Maitreya is explaining to Vidura, I have told you everything you wanted to know about the conversation between Narada and Prachetas. These are the subject matter to be discussed. The self-realized personalities, what they are discussing among them, we should discuss in that line. The perfect person to give answer and perfect person to ask question. So what is their conversation? What question asked Parikshit Maharaj to Srila Sukadeva Goswami, so that whole Bhagavatam was spoken? What was that question? That my death is imminent. Everyone's death is imminent. What should I do? What is my duty? Means, how should I die nicely? Everybody trying to how to live nicely. Everybody trying to how to live, L-I-V-E, nicely. But nobody is trying to how to live, L-E-A-V-E, nicely. So that is what Bhagavatam is teaching us. So that kind of conversation, discussion we should do, by which we will have a glorious departure from this material bondage. Prabhupada in purport is saying, Srimad Bhagavatam describes the glories of the Lord and his devotees, because the whole subject matter is the glorification of the Lord. Naturally, the glorification of his devotee automatically follows. So Lord is not existing with his devotee, without his devotee. Devotee never remains without Bhagavan. Bhagavan never is there without his devotee. That's why always you have to keep Guru and Krishna together. So much so Shastra says, if Guru and Krishna comes in front of you, first you offer obeisances to Guru, then to Bhagavan. So much secret things been revealed for us. But through these descriptions, we understand how it is important in their spiritual life, special devotion life, to hear from pure devotees, to hear the discussions between the pure devotees, to hear the subject matter of Bhagavan and his devotee. This is Loka Mangalam. It brings all auspiciousness, Jat Krita Krishna Samprasna, because these kinds of question answers brings Krishna into the focus. By that only, Atma Suprasiddhati. Atma will be prasanna, full of bliss. That's why we should focus on reading Srimad Bhagavatam. By reading Bhagavatam, our anarthas, unwanted things will be eradicated. Anartha upasamam sakhyat bhakti yogam adhakshaje. If we engage in devotional service, our anartha, unwanted things within our heart will be eradicated. But lokasya janata, people in general, they do not know how to engage in devotional service. That's why Vidvans Chakra Sashvata Sanghita. Chakra means compiled. The most learned scholarly personality, Trikalagya, Srila Vyasadeva, compiled Sashvata Sanghita, this Vedic literature. Srimad Bhagavatam, the topmost Vedic literature among all the Vedic literatures. Jasyang Vaisriya Manang Krishna Parampurse Bhakti Rutpatate Punsa Soka Mahabhayapaha. Jasyang Vaisriya Manang, if we listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, then Krishna Parampurse Bhakti Rutpatate, bhakti will arise onto the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. That will make us Soka Mahabhayapaha. That will make us free from soka, lamentation, moha, illusion, bhaya, and fear. That is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I am very, very grateful to all of you for engaging me, so that by coming in contact with you, I could discuss, read, hear, speak something about Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm very, very indebted to all of you. Thank you so much. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai Gaur Brahmanande.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for Nectarian class, Maharaj. It was so instructional. If anybody have any questions, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat.
Maharaj, my question is that in Bhaktivinod Thakur's Sharanagati, it is said that Sharanga Sharanagati Hoive Jahar Tahar Prathana Shune Srinanda Kumar. So Maharaj, my question is that how can we develop the six qualities of bhakti in us?
Saranagati will come by hearing. Here, same thing has been discussed. You are surrendering to smartphone. What is the cause of surrendering to smartphone? Because you are hearing too much smartphone, and the billboard and television, newspaper, smartphone. So you completely surrender. So whomever you hear more, will surrender to that. The simple process is we hear more about Krishna, then we surrender. Of course, that is different meaning of what Krishna Rakshatiti means. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying one step ahead. Krishna Rakshatiti Vishwasa, Krishna Na Rakshatiti Vishwasa. Well, Krishna protects me or Krishna kills me. Asli Sabha Padaratang Pinastamang Adarsanat Marmahata Karatuba. Whatever you do with me, devotee understand, whatever way Krishna dealing with me, he is still protecting me. So there are a lot of understanding like this, but this understanding will increase more and more if we hear this Krishna Katha from pure devotees. Okay? And our Saranagati will increase.
Okay, Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Tumar naam ki?
Maharaj, my name.
What is your name?
Kumar Aditya Narayan.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
The Bangla pronunciation is very good. Any other question is there?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for the very wonderful class and your association. Maharaj, can you tell us something about the tribal preaching that you are doing? How it started and what's happening? It will be an inspiration. It's not a question on the class, but if you could inspire us, it will be.
The tribal started.
Maharaj, even I was about to ask the question. Like, I have been following your work. Like, you have said to form a WhatsApp group and preach and like connect everyone. So I was also like, I'm thinking to getting involved with the same work. So kindly, if possible,
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I request everyone, please, everybody ask question related to class first, and then we can have discussion about preaching. Is that okay? Is that okay, Maharaj?
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, we want to go with the flow of the class you gave. It was really, really wonderful, Maharaj. And please forgive me about the chapter mistake. I wrote in the message it was, and after that I send a poster, I send another message which goes in the group. Everything was correct. Only the thing I sent that was different. I don't know how that happened. So please forgive me, Maharaj, for that.
Yeah, through poster you announced one thing, but you wrote something else to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sorry about that, Maharaj. My question is, like, you gave the four categories of when you don't have Shraddha, so what happens when the Bhagavad Katha is going on? So when we see in Bhakti Vriksha or something, somebody is sleeping and at the back they do chit chatting the category I myself fall in is, I hear Kanhari Katha a lot, you know, every time is something or the other class is going on and keep on hearing and reading, but the category is nothing stays in the head. I keep on forgetting. Miss, I am not able to repeat the words as it is what I hear, and I am not able to glorify the speaker enough, you know, what he spoke about. And so how to come over to that?
You remember good. You just memorized and repeated whatever I said in the class. The point is, memorizing is an effort. That doesn't matter. If with simple mind, we simply engage in oral reception. Some people can remember and repeat it. Some people cannot remember, repeat. But if that sound vibration going through our ear holes and we are attentively hearing, that will have impact also upon us.
Yeah.
And as I said, this is a exercise. You see, the hearing is exercise. We are doing exercising. More you develop taste for hearing. Just like chanting. More you chant, we develop more taste. Beginning, we don't get taste, but gradually you develop taste. It is like that. Somehow or other, we should do initial stage, even if our mind going away, even if we are falling sleepy, we should do stay in Bhagavatam. That is important. That steadiness, if it is there, actually finally it's all up to Krishna realizing. No, from outside we hear Krishna katha, but inside Krishna is there to make us understand. He will make us to understand. Ishvara sarvodhanam hridaye sarvajana tishtati. He is sitting there. Sarvasya ahangidya sannivishta matah smritir gyanang apahanangcha. Jnana is coming from him. Remembrance, forgetfulness coming from him, not from our head. Material knowledge may be from head, but spiritual knowledge, Dibya Gyana Hridaya Prakashita. The transcendental knowledge manifests within the heart. So Paramatma is there within the heart. He gives all these things. So we don't have to be worried. We just sit and listen, and Krishna will make us understand. We may not understand the whole Veda, Vedanta Upanishad, but Krishna will make us to understand the essence of Veda, Vedanta and Upanishad. Once one Brahmachari went to my Guru Maharaj, Srila Jagatakshay Maharaj. He asked Guru Maharaj, I am cooking, so I cannot listen class. Guru Maharaj said, then you listen the tape. I am hearing, but I don't understand anything. Just telling like this. Then, but I can't remember anything. And Guru Maharaj asked him, can you remember one line? What is that line? Guru Maharaj said, Jibber Swarupa Hai Krishna Nitya Das. Can you memorize this one line? He said, one line I can memorize. And Guru Maharaj said, if you know this one line, Jibber Swarupa Hai Krishna Nitya Das, that means you have completed all Vedic literatures. That means you have understood everything. The whole purpose of understanding all Vedic literature is to know that constitutional position is eternal servant of Krishna. See, like that, no? By hearing, discussing gradually, you will have taste.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah, thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Very, very, very helpful, Maharaj. And I will, you know, try to remember all your words, Maharaj. It's very important for me. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming on the call, accepting our request and taking out time for us. We are really, really grateful for you, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you all. So I can leave now.
I think devotee, do you have time, Maharaj, for the other questions?
No, I have already 7 o'clock here. I just tell few sentences on the tribal care. Tribal care is going on very nicely here. We started this 5-6 years before. The same line, same mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. And tribal people, WhatsApp number there on the chat box. My WhatsApp number is there. If any of you wants to get all the links are there also. So any of you wants to regularly get report on tribal care activities, how these tribals are becoming Krishna conscious, you can send me your WhatsApp number. So I'll add you in the broadcast. So from there you'll understand everything. And there is a website also, indiatribalcare.org. If you go there, you'll know everything what is happening in jungle and mountains. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you so much for enlightening class today, Maharaj. We are very grateful to you and we look forward for your association again in the future, Maharaj. Let's end the call here, paying obeisances to Maharaj and all the devotees. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kupa sindhyasya pratitanam
sadhyam.
Purushottam Maharaj ki jai. All glories to all devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Mata.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat, Radhe Radhe.